indeed, things have changed quite dramatically for the people, because when guns go silent, that immediately translates into a number of positive things for people. They are able to move around and go about their daily activity in a much more normal way, although there is a lot of abnormality because of the length of this conflict in Syria that has now entered its sixth year. So the last few weeks have indeed been very encouraging. Yes, there have been ruptures and there have been incidents and there have been violations of the agreement to cease hostilities. And although this is not unusual, it happens in any kind or time of such agreement, what is concerning for us on the ground is that over the last 2 weeks or so, the frequency of these ruptures, these incidents, has really increased.
What are the most pressing humanitarian needs right now?
Everything. We have this year in Syria 13.5 million Syrians who are in need of some form of humanitarian assistance and protection. And that is ranging from vaccinating the under fives to providing shelter to the displaced, to providing food and clean water, to provide education support, health care, to provide job opportunities, and to help families that have been displaced more than once because of the dynamic nature of this conflict, to actually be able to retake charge of their lives, and not only by relying on relief, but to try and strengthen their resilience at the community level, but also at the individual family level. This is what is keeping us busy every day in Syria. This was a country that was on its way to become a high middle-income country. Today, 80%, 80-plus percent of the Syrian people are poor. They live on less than $2 a day. And that's why the needs are huge. And because of the length of this crisis, their ability to cope has also been highly eroded.
The World Humanitarian Summit is coming up. In what ways can the UN be creative in bringing or helping the Syrian people?
When you look at the nature of some of these conflicts around the world and the viciousness with which they are perpetrated, that is what world leaders coming to the summit must really focus on, addressing the root causes of this human suffering that is only increasing in many parts of the world, and also look at ways to make better the systems and the mechanisms that we have at our disposal to respond to these crises when they erupt. We seem to be overwhelmed as a system, not just the United Nations, but the entire humanitarian system, because of the scale, the frequency, and the number of these crises around the world. That needs to be tackled. What needs to be tackled also is how do we fund these humanitarian responses, because the system that we have now to fund seems to be either approaching a breaking point or has broken already. Because for the last several years, you would see appeal after appeal coming out to respond to only the basic of needs, but you would not find it funded for more than 50%. And that is, to me, suggestive of the fact that the system is either overwhelmed or has come to a breaking point. This is another area where I hope world leaders, when they come to the summit next month, will be looking at how to actually overhaul the system of funding and financing humanitarian responses, but also, perhaps more importantly, addressing the root causes for these human miseries.